There's a single mental move you can make, which in a millisecond will solve enormous problems for you. It has the potential to improve almost any personal or business situation you will ever encounter, and it could literally propel you down the path to incredible success. We have a name for this magic mental activity. It is called world's most successful people share a common quality. They make decisions. Yes, decision makers go to the top, and those who do not make decisions seem to go nowhere. Think about it. Decisions, or the lack of them, are responsible for the breaking or making of careers. Individuals who have become very proficient at making decisions without being influenced by the opinions of others are the same people whose annual incomes fall into the 6- and 7-figure category. The person who has never developed the mental strength to make these vital moves is relegated to the lower income ranks all of their commercial career. And more often than not, their life becomes little more than a dull, boring existence. It's not just your income that is affected by decisions. Your whole life is dominated by this power. The health of your mind and body, the well-being of your family, your social life, the type of relationships you develop are all dependent upon your ability to make sound decisions. You would think anything as important as decision-making, when it has such far-reaching power, would be taught in every school, but it's not. And to compound the problem, decision-making is not only missing from the curriculum of almost all of our formal educational institutions, it has been left out of virtually all of the training and human resource development programs in our corporate world. At this point, you could be asking yourself, how is a person expected to develop this mental ability? Well, I have the answer for you. You must do it on your own. And you've already begun by thinking about and digesting the information that I am sharing with you. This message is causing you to become more aware of the importance of decisions. There's an excellent book that I found on a trip to Malaysia, which you might want to add to your library. It has some very powerful information between the covers. It's called Decision Power by Harvey Kay. That's K-A-Y-E. It's published by Prentice Hall. Kay's book has a subtitle, How to Make Decisions with Confidence. That's the only way to make decisions. Don't make your decisions and then worry about whether you're doing the right thing. It is important to understand that it's not difficult to learn how to make wise decisions. With the proper information and by subjecting yourself to certain disciplines, you can become a very proficient and effective decision maker. And remember, it is the people who do become effective at decision-making who receive a big share of the world's rewards. Decision-making is definitely a worthwhile subject to study and a mental discipline you can master. Decision-making could be compared to a number of other mental disciplines, like thinking, imagineering, or concentrating. Each one, when developed, brings with it tremendous rewards. The person who makes the decision to strengthen these mental muscles receives as their reward what is often considered a charmed life. You can virtually eliminate conflict and confusion in your life by becoming proficient at making decisions. Decision-making brings order to your mind, and of course, this order is then reflected in your objective world, your results. James Allen, the great Victorian author, might have been thinking of decisions when he wrote, "We think in secret, and it comes to pass. Environment is but our looking glass." No one can see you making decisions, but they will almost always see the results of your decisions. The person who fails to develop this ability to make decisions is doomed, because indecision sets up internal conflicts which can, without warning, escalate into all-out mental and emotional wars. Psychiatrists have a name to describe these internal wars. It is ambivalence. My Oxford Dictionary tells me that ambivalence is the coexistence in one person of opposite feelings toward the same objective. You do not have to be the brightest person in town, and you certainly do not require a doctor's degree in psychiatry to understand you are going to have a bit of difficulty in your life, permitting your mind to remain in an ambivalent state for any period of time. The person who does permit it to exist will become very despondent and virtually incapable of any type of productive activity. It is obvious that anyone who finds themselves in such a mental state is not living. At best, they are merely existing. A decision or a series of decisions would change everything. A very basic law of the universe is create or disintegrate. Indecision causes disintegration. How often have you heard a person say, "I don't know what to do"? How often have you heard yourself say, "What should I do?" Think about some of the indecisive feelings you and virtually everyone else on this planet experience from time to time. Love them, leave them. Quit, stay. Do it, don't do it. Go bankrupt, no, don't. Go to work, watch TV. Buy it, don't buy it. Say it, don't say it. Tell them, don't tell them. Everyone, on occasion, has experienced these feelings of ambivalence. If it happens to you frequently, decide right now to stop it. The cause of ambivalence is indecision. But we must keep in mind that the truth is not always in the appearance of things. Indecision is a cause of ambivalence. However, it is a secondary cause. It is not the primary cause. I have been studying the behavior of people who have become very proficient at making decisions for over a quarter century. They all have one thing in common. They have a very strong self-image, a high degree of self-esteem. They may be as different as night is today in numerous other respects, but they certainly possess confidence. Low self-esteem or a lack of confidence is the real culprit here. Decision makers are not afraid of making an error. If and when they make an error in their decision or fail at something, they have the ability to shrug it off. They learn from the experience, but they never submit to the failure. Every decision maker was either fortunate enough to have been raised in an environment where decision making was a part of their upbringing, or they developed the ability themselves at a later date. They are aware of something that everyone who hopes to live a full life must understand. Decision making is something you cannot avoid. That is certainly worth repeating. If you hope to live a full life, you must become a proficient decision maker. I might also add that even those who are proficient at making decisions know they can improve. You may be thinking, "All right, where do I start?" You start improving your ability to make decisions in exactly the same place you start any journey, and with exactly the same resources. You decide. Start right where you are with whatever you've got. That is the cardinal principle of decision making. Decide right where you are with whatever you've got. That is precisely why most people never master this important aspect of life. They permit their resources to dictate if and when a decision will or can be made. When John Kennedy asked Wernher von Braun what it would take to build a rocket that would carry a man to the moon and return him safely to Earth, his answer was simple and direct: the will to do it. President Kennedy never asked if it was possible. He never asked if they could afford it or any one of a thousand other questions, all of which would have, at the time, been valid questions. President Kennedy made a decision. He said, "We will put a man on the moon and return him safely to Earth before the end of the decade." The fact that it had never been done before in all of the hundreds of thousands of years of human history was not even a consideration. He decided where he was with what he had. The objective was accomplished in his mind the second he made the decision. It was only a matter of time, which is governed by the natural law of the universe, before the goal was manifested in form for the whole world to see. I was just hours ago in an office with three people. We were discussing the purchase of shares in a company. I was selling, they were buying. After a reasonable amount of time, one of the partners asked me when I wanted a decision. I replied, right now. I said, you already know what you want to do. There was some discussion about money. I pointed out that money had nothing to do with it. Once you make the decision, you'll find the money every time. If that is the only benefit you receive from this particular message on decision-making, burn it into your mind. It will change your life. I explained to these two people that I never let money enter my mind when I am deciding whether I will or will not do something. Whether I can afford it or not is never a consideration. Whether I want it or not is the only consideration. You can afford anything. There is an infinite supply of money. All of the money in the world is available to you when the decision is firmly made. If you need the money, you will attract it. I am well aware there are any number of people who will say, this is absurd. You can't just decide to do something if you do not have the necessary resources. And that's fine if that's the way they choose to think. I see that as a very limiting way of thinking. In truth, it is probably not thinking at all. It is very likely an opinion being expressed that was inherited from an older member of their family who did not think either. Thinking is very important. Decision makers are great thinkers. Do you ever give much consideration to your thoughts? How they affect the various aspects of your life? Although this should be one of our most serious considerations, unfortunately for many people, it is not. There's a very small select few who make any attempt to control or govern their thoughts. Anyone who has made a study of the great thinkers, the decision makers, the achievers of history, will know they very rarely agreed on anything when it comes to a study of human life. However, there was one point which they were in complete and unanimous agreement on. And that was that we become what we think about. What do you think about? Listen again, this time very carefully, to the lyrics of this song as Michelle shares them with you. Isn't that great? Isn't she great? You've got to order Michelle's album of cassettes on Affirmation Power. They're phenomenal. Her positive songs will keep your thoughts on the right track. You and I must realize that our thoughts ultimately control every decision we make. You are the sum total of your thoughts. By taking charge this very minute, you can guarantee yourself a good day. Refuse to let unhappy, negative people or circumstance affect you. The greatest stumbling block you will ever encounter when making important decisions in your life is circumstance. We let circumstance get us off the hook when we should be giving it everything we've got. More dreams are shattered and goals lost because of circumstance than any other single factor. How often have you caught yourself saying, I'd like to do this or that, but I can't because? Whatever follows because is the circumstance. Circumstance may cause a detour in your life, but you should never permit them to stop you from making important decisions. Napoleon said, circumstance, I make them. The next time you hear someone say they would like to vacation in Paris or purchase a particular automobile, but they can't because they have no money, Explain they don't need the money until they make a decision to go to Paris or purchase the car. When the decision is made, they will figure out a way to get the amount needed. They always do. Many misguided individuals try something once or twice, and if they do not hit the bullseye, they feel they are a failure. Failing does not make anyone a failure, but quitting most certainly does, and quitting is a decision. By following that form of reason, you would have to say, when you make a decision to quit, you make a decision to fail. Every day in America, you will hear about a baseball player signing a contract which will pay him a few million dollars a year. You should try and keep in mind that same player misses the ball more often than he hits it when he steps up to the plate. Everyone remembers Babe Ruth for the 714 home runs he hit, but they very rarely mention that he struck out 1,330 times. Charles F. Kettering said, and I quote, "When you're inventing, if you flunk 999 times and succeed once, you're in." Now that is true of just about any activity you can name. The world will soon forget your failures in light of your achievements. Don't worry about failing. It will toughen you up and get you ready for the big win. Winning is a decision. Many years ago, Helen Keller was asked if she thought there was anything worse than being blind. She quickly replied there was something much worse. She said the most pathetic person in the world is the person who has their sight but no vision. You'd have to agree with Helen Keller. At 91, J.C. Penney was asked how his eyesight was. He replied that his sight was failing, but his vision had never been better. Isn't that great? Think about it. When your vision is clear, it becomes easy to make decisions. When a person has no vision of a better way of life, they automatically shut themselves in a prison. They limit themselves to a life without hope. This frequently happens when a person has seriously tried on a number of occasions to win, only to meet with failure time after time. Repeated failures can damage a person's self-image and cause them to lose sight of their potential. They therefore make a decision to give up and resign themselves to their fate. Take the first step in predicting your own prosperous future. Build a mental picture of exactly how you would like to live. Make a firm decision to hold on to that vision, and positive ways to improve everything will begin to flow into your mind. Many people make a beautiful vision of how they would like to live or what they would like from their business, but because they cannot see how they're going to make it all happen, they let the vision go. If they knew how they were going to make it happen or get it, they would have a plan, not a vision. There's no inspiration in a plan, but there sure is in a vision. When you get the vision, freeze frame it in your mind with a decision, and don't worry about how you're going to do it or where the resources will come from. Charge your decision with enthusiasm. That's important. Refuse to worry about how it will happen. There is a power much greater than you that never expresses itself other than perfectly, and that perfection will take care of that responsibility. There is no situation that isn't made worse by worry. Worry never solves anything. Worry never prevents anything. Worry never heals anything. Worry serves only one purpose. It makes matters worse. James Kurtz said, "If we worry, we don't trust. If we trust, we don't worry." Worry does not empty tomorrow of its grief, but it does empty today of its joy. Worry seems to be a national pastime, but it's also a sad waste of time. Remember what Dr. Kurtz said, "Worry empties today of its joy." Don't worry. Be happy. Have faith. Worrying about lack is a clear indication that there is a serious misunderstanding with respect to our source of supply. By our source, I mean you and me. We are both receiving every good that comes into our life from the same source. There is only one source of supply, and that is Spirit. Everything comes from Spirit. When you clearly understand that, you will find making a decision is something much easier to do. Every decision you make is based on one of two points. One, you're going to gain a profit, or two, you're going to avoid a loss. Most people who work for a corporation believe their pay comes from the company.
When I am conducting a seminar, I make it very clear. Their pay comes from spirit. Their only source of supply. It merely comes through their company. When you truly understand the source of your supply and then enhance your understanding with the laws by which spirit works, you will be able to make a decision and hold the picture of the successful outcome as a result of that decision, knowing that spirit will instantly begin sending to you whatever you require for the manifestation of your picture. I am well aware that there are millions of people who will laugh at you if you attempted to get them to accept what I've just said. However, it is important for you to remember that those same people are not able to explain why they are rejecting it or why it cannot happen. Our company has a great program called Born Rich. This Born Rich program explains why it will happen. We've come up with another program that's incredible. It'll show anyone how to earn a 6 or 7-figure income. It is called Disciplined Income Acceleration, and it deals with the unlimited supply of money. The DIA program will show anyone, as I've just mentioned, how to earn a 6 or 7-figure income. However, this brings us right back to the start. Earning that amount of money requires a decision. One of the instructors in the Disciplined Income Acceleration Program, Jerry Robert, wrote a marvelous book, Conquering Life Obstacles. I found an interesting idea and one that you can gain tremendous benefit from in your efforts to become a more effective decision maker. Listen to this, advanced decision making. Isn't that great? Think about it. We make advanced bookings when we fly somewhere. That's quite common. We make advanced reservations to eliminate any confusion or problems when the time arrives for the journey. We do the same with renting a car for the same reason. Think of the problems you will eliminate by making many of the decisions you must make well in advance. I'll give you an excellent example. As I am preparing this message, it is Ramadan, a time where all practicing Muslims fast. I was in an office yesterday in Kuala Lumpur, and I was asked if I would like a cup of tea or coffee. I replied that I would, and I appreciated a cup of tea. The lady next to me was then asked if she would like a cup, and she replied, "No, I'm fasting." I smiled and said that was an advanced decision this lady had made. When she was asked, she did not have to decide whether she wanted anything or not. Whether she was thirsty or not was not a consideration. A decision had previously been made, and her advanced decision was well tempered with discipline. The exact same concept works with a person when they are on a diet to lose weight. Their decisions are made in advance. If they are offered a slice of chocolate cake or some Bavarian cream pie, they don't have to say, "Gee, that looks good. I wonder if I should." The decision is made in advance. You might want to read Jerry Roberts' book. It's an excellent article on advanced decision-making. I made a decision a long time ago that I would not participate in discussions of why something cannot be done. The only compensation you will ever receive for participating in or giving energy to that type of a discussion is something you do not want. I always find it amazing at the number of seemingly intelligent people who persist in dragging you into these negative brainstorming sessions. In one breath, these people tell you they seriously want to accomplish a particular objective, and in the next breath, they begin talking about why they can't. Think of how much more of life they would enjoy by making a decision that they will no longer participate in that type of negative energy. Permit me to caution you. Advanced decisions must be mixed with an ample supply of discipline. All peak performers understand and use discipline. The program I previously referred to that my company conducts, where we teach people how to earn a 6 and 7-figure income, is called Disciplined Income Acceleration. Discipline is to success what carbon is to steel. Any decision you make must be backed by discipline. Research indicates that highly successful individuals make decisions very quickly and change those decisions very slowly if and when they are changed at all. By comparison, the person who rarely enjoys any degree of success makes decisions very slowly and they change their decisions very quickly and often. Those individuals who rarely win generally have the habit of being influenced in their decision-making by the opinions of others, while their successful counterparts follow their own counsel. The most natural thing in the world for you to do in life is probably the most destructive insofar as succeeding at anything is concerned. That is following the crowd. Historically, the crowd has always been traveling in the wrong direction. You were encouraged to be like the other kids when you were young. You have been conditioned to follow the crowd. In many schools, you were even dressed like the other kids. Well, you're not a child any longer, and you're not like the other kids. You are unique. That is what makes the Mona Lisa so valuable. There is only one, and similarly, there is only one of you. Be yourself. Break away from the crowd. Make your own decisions. The humanistic psychologist Dr. Abraham Maslow, who devoted his life to studying self-actualized people, stated very clearly that we should follow our inner guide and not be swayed by the opinions of others or outside circumstances. Maslow's research showed that the decision makers in life had a number of things in common. Most importantly, they did work they felt was worthwhile and important. They found work a pleasure, and there was little distinction between work and play. Dr. Maslow said, to be self-actualized, you must not only be doing work you consider to be important, you must do it well and enjoy it. Dr. Maslow recorded that these super performers, these superior performers, had values. Those qualities in their personalities they considered to be worthwhile and important. Their values were not imposed by society, parents, or other people in their lives. They made their own decisions. Like their work, they chose and developed their values themselves. Your life is important, and at its best, life is short. You have the potential to do anything you choose and do it well. But you must make decisions. And when the time for decision arrives, you must make your decision where you are with what you've got. Let me leave you with the words of two great decision makers, William James and Thomas Edison. William James suggested that compared to what we ought to be, we are making use of only a small part of our physical and mental resources. Stating this concept broadly, the human individual thus lives far within his limits, possesses powers of various sorts which he habitually fails to use. Years later, Thomas Edison said, and I quote, "If we all did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves." By making a simple decision, the greatest minds of the past are available to you. You can literally learn how to turn your wildest dreams into reality. Decide. Decide to study the lives of the great leaders of the past, and couple that decision with the decision to develop all of that potential that William James and Thomas Edison were referring to. You have it, use it. Put this valuable information to use. Recognize the greatness which exists within you. You have limitless powers of potential and ability waiting to be developed. Start today. There's never any time that's better than the present. Be all that you're capable of being. Listen carefully to our star of affirmation, Michelle, as she gets your bright brain involved in a left brain activity. Listen to the decision song.